We'll take up House Bill 1154, an act to clarify the application of certain driving privileges, driving privilege penalties with regard to juvenile adjudications. Representative Adelstein.
Once again, this is a bill that I bring at the request of the state's attorney in Pennington County, and a little bit from my experience. When we passed the bill in the House, it was pointed out that the driver's license is sometimes the most precious gift that a minor feels that they have. This is a bill that would certainly both strengthen the law and would be an extreme motivation to avoid breaking of driving laws. Basically, as most of you that are attorneys know, I didn't, but I do now, that the present law provides for certain penalties in the event of a conviction. Minors are never convicted, they are only adjudicated. So it's important that we change the law to make the same penalty for the same offense apply to every citizen who gets behind the wheel of this 4,000, 6,000, 8,000 pound weapon. I hope you'll pass the bill.
Any questions for Senator Adelstein? Any questions? Senator, Representative Adelstein.
I was so happy for the demotion.
You've only been here 22 days and already I promoted you. Any questions? If there are none, thank you very much, Representative Adelstein. And are there any further proponents of House Bill 1154? Any further proponents? If not, are there any opponents to House Bill 1154? Now we'll close to testimony, open to committee discussion and motion. Is there a discussion or motion? I think it's clear what this does. It simply makes this the suspension of driver's licenses applicable to juveniles as well as to adults. And I think, as we all know, and as Representative Adelstein explained, this is perhaps a penalty that is particularly, to which juveniles are particularly sensitive, and therefore might be particularly effective.
Yes, Senator Whiting. We were just
Senator Hanvey
around over here a little bit, if we could. This really makes the difference for 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, and 20-year-olds. Is that right? And this, I mean, that's the way it works right now. This is what the original section addresses, and this would change it.
That's right.
Everyone, the age is going
this
down.
This bill takes it on down to juveniles. Right. For to those. Right.
I move to pass.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Senator Hanvey seconds.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Hick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that this might be a nice opportunity to perhaps fix what I believe is a problem with our current statute, particularly in Section 2 of the bill, dealing with revocation of licenses.
Yes.
In fact, this section, if I recall correctly, had been brought to us in another House bill, 1096. I think it was the Chief Justice's bill. Do you recall that, Senator Dugard? Yeah, there's some confusion, I believe, Mr. Chairman, with that section 3597, where it talks about revocation
Yes.
of the license instead of suspension. But when you cross-reference back to, I believe, the underage statutes, the statute calls for a suspension of the minor's license and not a revocation, whereas this section requires the court to revoke the license. And I guess, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. if we could just have a little more time to look at this, maybe we could fix this statute as long as we're, you know, we have it before us.
Well, we certainly could do that. Would you like to defer this for one day?
That would be great.
Okay, well, let's with that in mind, let's defer it to Monday, and then we can see how it fits in with the other bill. Let's go.
Would you like a substitute motion?
It would be, okay, we need a substitute motion.
I need a substitute motion to defer action on House Bill 1154 until Monday.
Until Monday, okay. We'll finalize it on Monday. Seconded. All those in favor deferring to Monday?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, House Bill 1154 then is deferred until Monday.